That's Gruno's favorite band, Echolin.
Yeah. Didn't they have some, like, 800-minute CD that just went all the way through called Me or My?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Idiots, man.
Well, you know, it's something classically progressive. It's almost like a contest sometimes to see if you can do
one. I was just going to say, it's like, look what I can do. Look, check this out. You've never done 1248. Check this measure. Fuck you.
I'm checking off the stuff we cover. We talked about JF, the guy puking and pooping in the car.
Speaking of JF.
Talked about Gruno getting married. Go ahead.
I have a quick one about JF. Yeah. He likes Todd Rundgren. Have you talked about Todd Rundgren joining the Cars?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you guys have talked about it?
Yeah, a lot of times.
Did you know this quote from Rundgren on his website says, "So now an opportunity has arisen for me to pay my bills, play to a larger audience, blah, 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 blah." Can you believe he said that?
No.
Pathetic. What has this guy done?
Well, this is from the guy who was just talking about Gene Simmons. It's, you know, it's autograph whore that won't sell his autograph for...
Well, yeah.
I mean, we know that, especially the older they get jaded, man. And it's just to get a paycheck is not an easy thing.
Do you know that in Todd, they did a showcase, three shows, Todd Rundgren with the rest of the Cars, which is only Elliot Easton and Greg Hawks, the guitarist and keyboard player. So, you know.
Yeah.
I might as well go out on the country saying that I'm Spock's beard, you know, because I was at one of their shows once. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. So Rundgren goes out there. No, he doesn't. I want to bang on the drum all day. You know, just stupid, crappy Utopia junk. Anyways.
I like Utopia.
Whatever. Well, there you go. So they do this showcase. The frickin' dude doesn't even know over half of the words of the Car songs. Can you believe that?
I can't. Todd has been a dick over his entire career.
And Jesus.
He was notorious. I remember when I got into Utopia, it was long, long after they'd been around.
Mm-hmm.
I got into them, and I really loved their album, and I got a couple of my friends into them. One of the guys went to see Todd live, and I guess he came out. They weren't clapping right. They weren't doing something, and he threw down his shit and walked off.
What
stage.
An idiot. This is art.
Yeah, one of those
kind
of things.
You must suck my dick while I'm on stage.
Yeah, it was one of those, you know. With, like, do you remember, have you ever seen videos of Crosby, Stills, and Nash? Where who's the guy that got fat and had his liver transplanted?
Crosby.
He would get pissed off when they were singing if people would make noise.
Oh, he's a kind
and he'd
person.
Like,
though.
Yeah. Shut up. We're trying to sing up here. You
this
know?
Is like, art.
Yeah.
Screw you. You're on freaking dope.
Yeah.
You jackass.
It has nothing to do with the fact that I've been smoking crack for the last 36 hours straight.
And I'm serious.
I got a gun on my pants, but you better pay attention because I'm doing the good stuff here.
So it's like, they're totally ruining the Car's name. You know, you can't ruin Rundgren.
Well, yeah.
You can't ruin Rundgren's name because you have to have a name to start with. You know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
Every Friday, everyone gets to hear Bang on the Drum in their Hickville towns because they start the weekend, man. We can get in our Ford and head over to the local
that song
Stop and Go.
Is probably not representative of his catalog. But like I said, he does have a reputation for being a dick. I like some of his music. I like the Utopia music a lot. I actually
After I've had a
bass player.
After I've had a long drunken night and I need to barf, it's the best music I can put on to help me. I'm telling you.
You know what you would have loved then is he did a show that was just him acoustic and the guy that opened for him, or there was a nice string quartet, and then the Joe Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
You know who Joe Jackson is?
Yeah.
You know
the Night. Wait, what's his name? The Nightcrawler? No.
No.
Yeah, I know he is.
He's a gay guy.
Uh-huh.
And he's really ugly. In fact, he reminds me of this Twilight Zone episode.
He sucked deek?
He might. He sucked deek. Very big, yeah. Very big with suck deek. But when Joe was on the stage, or coming on the stage, and Todd was going off, it was like he walked around him. He didn't even want to get close to him. Yeah, and you could feel the tension.
Your aura.
Yeah, they've been out on the road for like 2 months together, and you get the feeling they probably never talk to each other.
Now, you know, the Rundgren fans are like, it's half and half. Some of them are stoked, you know, you know, because he's living off of the freaking Car stuff. And the other half are going, man, we just want Todd out there by himself, man.
Yeah.
He shouldn't lower himself. Screw you. The Cars freaking rule. Todd Rundgren's a hack.
Yeah, I wouldn't agree with that, but that's not the first time.
Jeez, man. Pisses me off, though. Yeah, I love the Cars. Cars are one of my top five all-time favorite groups.
You know, I try to listen to them now, and I just... There were the songs they used to play on MTV I thought were okay, but I just... There's no depth there for me.
I love it. I love it all. Rick Ocasek, genius. Benjamin Orr, God rest his soul. Yeah, Ben Orr, the guy who sang Drive, isn't alive anymore. He passed away of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah. Hello. There's people outside talking to us.
Hello, Frisco. So, yeah, I just this whole Todd Rundgren thing.
All right,
just,
well,
it's irking me.
That should piss Jay off.
Hey, one more thing on the Grammy.
Jay off.
Where is your mic?
It's all running together.
One more thing.
More wine.
We were talking about Kevin Gilbert earlier.
Yes.
We were talking about Grammys.
Is he here?
Grammys? No. Oh, well, he's kind of here.
Yeah, he is here.
We're talking about the Grammys.
Yeah.
A little bit of information, and you can use this on your Thursday show, which is at 8 p.m. on Delicious Agony.
Yeah.
What's it called?
It's called Lawnmower and Garden Supply.
Okay, which
you thought I wouldn't know, didn't
which
you?
Was Kevin Gilbert's
and
studio.
And I almost didn't.
Wah,
yes.
Wah, wah.
Yes, it was.
Kevin Gilbert's studio.
Yeah.
While it was Lawnmower and Garden, the last vocal take in that studio, the person who recorded the last vocals in that studio won a Grammy for that album.
You kidding?
Nope. I was there.
Well, there's some kind of irony there.
Can you guess who it is? Female.
That chick from the... Greatest American Idol?
Yes, Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson.
Yes, Papa J
won. Really? Hey, not bad.
Kelly Clarkson, she recorded her
kids,
vocals.
I would have never known that.
There you go. Kelly Clarkson recorded all of the vocals there at Lawnmower and Garden Supply.
Well, I'll have to play one of her songs.
I was there June 11th, 2004.
What were you doing there?
The girl that I was seeing at the
Sweeping
time.
Sweeping up? No. Doing the lawn?
All right, you know what? You know what? That's...
No, we already did that bit. I got to cross that one
off.
No, pissed and leave.
The girl I was seeing at the time, she was a huge American Idol fan. So, you know, to get her all...
She wanted to see
you. Oh, yeah, she was juiced after that. Let me just tell you.
Did it work?
It was a great night.
Oh, my God.
Well, it works anyways when I'm around. It's just... It was a little... It was like...
Because girls like guy with pixelation on their face.
Right? It was like a hot knife through butter.
Let me ponder that for a minute.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of hot knife and butter, what happened to the freaking cherry pie that I brought over?
You know, it's in there. I think they're baking for us.
Okay, but meantime...
Cherry pie is
she's my cherry pie.
I can't tear myself away from Chad. It's just too damn entertaining.
That's why women were invented.
Ah, good point.
That's all they're good for.
You know what? I think she can hear you. That just pretty much cinched up. They're not going to be bringing us...
No, now mine has spit on it.
Yeah.
Which also, it's great sautéed over the top. I mean, it can't be any worse than Todd Rundgren.
Yeah, well, so. You know, there you go. All right, do we piss just about everybody off that's here?
That's my intent.
I think so.
Remember, Monday, 7 p.m. Pacific time.
You can get pissed off every Monday.
StudioGruno.com. Come check it out. There's a Deadpool going on.
Did you say you already won that?
Oh, no, well, every person who dies that's on there. I had Grandpa Al Lewis, and there's...
You killed him.
Well, I started the Deadpool,
fair.
And then I set out to New York, and I'm going to get this motherfucker. Where is your grandpa?
Poor old guy.
And JF, bite me. Bite me, JF.
He means that with the greatest amount of love.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to pour beer all over my private parts, and I'm just going to just...